When my family left Poland, they thought they'd left everything behind. Hopes, dreams, nightmares. But still, memories, shadows of the past, my whole family are haunted. Except me. I wasn't there. My brother Vladek was the only one of them who did not survive. I often wonder if we'd have gotten along, Vladek and I, had he lived. My parents often told me that after the war they spent years searching the orphanages in Poland, Germany, all over Eastern Europe, hoping, praying for a sign that he'd be coming home. But after a couple of years, they had to accept that he was gone. So they did the next best thing. They had me. And they hung the only picture they had of him in a beautiful, ornate frame over the fireplace, an altar to their perfect son. I mean, he could never argue back, he'd never break a curfew, and I know, I just know he'd grow up to marry a nice Jewish girl. I, on the other hand, was a pain in the backside. It's funny looking back, sibling rivalry with a snapshot. Can I tell you something? Well, of course I can, I mean, it's what I pay you for, but it's something I've never told anyone. Because it seems so unreal, like I'm almost outside of myself when I feel like this. It's just I used to have these fantasies. For example, I'd be in class and the SS would come in and take away all us Jewish kids, or I'd be in the shower and instead of water, I'd be bathed in Zyklon B. And that's not the worst. Well, you know, I'm writing about my father, about what he went through. I just can't connect with him about it. It's like he looks through me when he remembers, like I'm not worthy. I wasn't there, so how could I possibly understand him? Sometimes I wish I'd been at Auschwitz with him.